The next dictation by Dr. Sharon Ormeza, MD, is patient Chaviv 11, Chaviva, last name Levin. This is a treble exercise stress test file, EST space 11 space C. Treble exercise stress test date of examination 12/9/22. Carter Care Associates letterhead, referring physician Catherine Laiosa, L-A-I-O-S-A, Catherine is with the C, MD, performing physician Sharon Ormeza, MD, new paragraph, clinical indication, 51-year-old female with history of inappropriate tachycardia. New paragraph, ECG, stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normalized rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure. Correction, with history of inappropriate tachycardia, status post. Lifestyle changes. Make that status post implementation of exercise lifestyle changes. Okay. New paragraph. Baseline ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG normalized rhythm, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 115/70, period, baseline heart rate, colon 84 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent treble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 7 minutes, semicolon 1 minute into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 147, parentheses 86%, maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 120/70, period, with correction. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 120/70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 17640, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient not experienced any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets. The patient had a baseline low blood pressure with an attenuated, with a significantly attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with her baseline. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure of 112/62 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion treble exercise stress test to 86% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period and did not experience dyspnea during stress, as noted in her prior, which had been noted in her prior test. Three, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 8 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a baseline low blood pressure with attenuated, with a significantly attenuated blood pressure response to stress consistent with our baseline period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise with improvement in her heart rate response compared to her prior stress test. Period findings suggest increased conditioning compared to her prior stress test. Five, there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormeza, MD.